Welcome to a very special episode of Astral Peaks. I'm your host, Pa2, and we're glad you could join us. Astral Peaks is produced by Astral Jim and Frank D. at the Flying Pig Ranch at Thistle Farm Studio. We're starting a new tradition for this festive season. We'll be listening to Sting's If on a Winter's Night. There'll also be spoken word pieces from Robert Frost, Emily Bronte, and William Carlos Williams. Here now is Sting, along with Catherine Tickle on Northumbrian pipes, Julian Sutton on melodeon, Dominic Miller, guitarist, Mary McMaster playing Celtic harp, cellist Vincent Segal, Ibrahim Malouf on trumpet, and completing the group, Daniel Hope, violinist. Let us begin.
As drifted snow, his eyes as flame. Ah, here said he, thou the holy maiden Mary, most highly favored lady, Gloria, Gloria. For none a blessed mother thou shalt be. All generations, Lord, and honor thee. Thy son shall be Emmanuel, by sins foretold, most highly favored lady, Gloria. God, she said, my soul shall laud and magnify his holy name, most highly favored lady.
what you can find. If the barrels are not empty, we'll hope that you'll be kind. We'll hope that you'll be kind with your apple and your pear. And we'll come no more a-souling till Christmas time next year. A soak, a soak, please good missus, a soak. An apple, a pear, a plum or a cherry, any good thing to make us all merry. Soak, a soak, please good missus, a soak. One for Peter, two for Paul, three for him that made us all. The streets are very dirty, me shoes are very thin. I have a little pocket to put a penny in. If you haven't got a penny, a halfpenny will do. If you haven't got a halfpenny, God bless you. A soak, a soak, please good missus, a soak. An apple, a pear, a plum or a cherry, any good thing to make us all merry. Soak, a soak.
is of such virtue, as is the rose that bears Snow it melts the soonest when the winds begin to sing, and the corn it ripens fastest when the frost is settling in. And when a woman tells me my face she'll soon forget, before we'll part I'll wager croon she's fain to fall at yet. For the snow it melts the soonest when the winds begin to sing, and the swallow skims without a thought as long as it is spring. But when spring goes and winter blows, my lassie, you'll be fain for all your pride to follow me across the stormy main. Oh, the snow it melts the soonest when the winds begin to sing, and the bee that flew when summer shone in winter cannot sting. I've seen a woman's anger melt betwixt the night and morn. I'd surely not a harder thing to tame a woman's scorn. Set me to the stile and kiss and take your leave. I'll stay here till the curlew calls and the martlet takes his wing. Oh, the snow it melts the soonest when the winds begin.
The Road Not Taken by Robert Frost. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stood and looked down as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other, just as fair, and having perhaps a better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear, though as far as the passing there had warned them about the same. And both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first of another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubt if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence, two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that made all the difference.
All day we fought the ties between the north head and the south. All day we hauled the frozen sheets to escape the storm's wet mouth. All day as cold as charity, in bitter pain and dread, for very life and nature, we tacked from head to head. South a wider berth, for there the tide race roared, but every tack we made we brought the north head close aboard. We saw the cliffs and houses then, the breakers running high, and the coast guard in his garden, his glass against his eye. Frost was on the village roofs, as white as ocean foam. The good red fires were burning bright in every longshore home. The windows sparkled clear, and the chimneys volleyed out. And a vow we sniffed the victuals as the vessel went about. The bells upon the church were rung with a mighty jovial cheer, for it's just that I should tell you how, of all days in the year, this day of our adversity was blessed Christmas morn. And the house above the coast guards was the house where I was born. And well I knew the talk they had, the talk that was of me, of the shadow on the household and the sun that went to sea. And all the wicked fool I seemed in every kind of way, to be here and hauling frozen ropes on blessed Christmas Day. Thank you. sees a lineage coming, as when of old hath sung, it came a ferret bright, amid the cold of winter, when half spent was the light.
Isaiah, 'twas foretold it, this rose that I have in mind, and with Mary we behold it, the Virgin Mother, so sweet and so kind.
She bore to men a Savior, well half spent was the sugars of a right. She bore to him a Savior, when half spent was the light.
I can scarcely move.
As I and hoary winter's night should shivering in the snow. Surprised I was with sudden heat, which made my heart to glow. And lifting up a fearful eye to view what fire was near, a pretty babe all burning bright did in the air appear. Who scorched with excessive heat, should floods of tears did shed, as though his flood should quench his flame with which his tears were fed. Alas, quoth he, but newly born in fiery heats I fry, yet not approach to warm their hearts or feel my fire, but I. Love is the fire, the size of smoke, the ashes, shame and scores. The fuel justice lay a thorn, and mercy blows the coals. The metal in this furnace wrought of men's defiled souls. For which is now on fire I am, to work them to their good. So will I melt into a bath to wash them in my blood. With this event out of sight and swiftly shrunk away, and straight I brought it up to mind that it was Christmas Day.
Wreath of Snow by Emily Bronte. O transient voyager of heavens, O silent sign of winter skies, what adverse winds thy sail has driven to dungeons where a prisoner lies. Methinks a hand that shut the sun so sternly from this morning's brow might still their rebel task have done, and checked a thing so frail as thou. They would have done it had they known the talisman that dwelt in thee, for all the suns that ever shone have never been so kind to me. For many a week and many a day my heart is weighed with sinking gloom, when morning rose in mourning gray and faintly lit my prison room. But angel-like, when I awoke, thy silvery form so soft and fair, shining through the darkness, sweetly spoke of clouds and skies and mountains bare. The dearest to a mountaineer, who all life long has loved the snow that crowned his native summits drear, better than greenest plains below. And voiceless, soulless messenger, thy presence waked a thrilling tone that comforts me while thou art here, and will sustain when thou art gone. Sting shares his thoughts. The theme of winter is rich in inspiration and material. By filtering all of these disparate styles into one album, I hope we have created something refreshing and new. He continues, our ancestors celebrated the paradox of light at the heart of the darkness, and the consequent miracle of rebirth and the regeneration of the seasons. Thank you.
soli per mi gran first troubling with age and grieving with gold, benumbed with heart frost and with snow covered
falling, I rise from my bed, collect my thoughts together, I have to hold my head, it seems that she's gone, and somehow I am by the hounds of winter, howling in the wind. I walk through the day, my coat around my ears. I look for my companion. I have to dry my tears. That she's gone, or leaving me too soon. I'm as dark as December. I'm as cold as the man in the moon. I still see her face, as beautiful as day. Easy to remember my love that way. All I hear is that lonesome sound, and the hounds of winter, they follow me down. Can make up the fire the way that she could. I spent all my days in the search for dry wood. Out all the windows and close the front door. I can't believe she won't be here anymore. Still see her face as beautiful as day. It's easy to remember and remember my love that way. All I hear is that lonesome sound on the
hounds of winter to follow me down. A season for joy, a season for sorrow. Where she's gone, I will surely, surely follow. She brightened my day, she warmed the coldest night. But the hounds of winter, they got me in their sights. I still see her face, as beautiful as day. It's easy to remember. Remember my love that way. All I hear is that lonesome, lonesome sound. And the hounds of winter, they harry me down, down, down. Rise from my bed, collect my thoughts together. I have to hold my head. Seems that she's gone. Somehow I am pinned by the hounds of winter, howling in the wind. The hounds of winter, they're howling in the wind. Thank you.
Joseph was an old man, an old man was he. He caught in Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. He caught in Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. When Joseph and Mary were walking one day, here is apples and cherries so fair to behold. Here is apples and cherries so fair to behold. Then Mary spoke to Joseph, so meek and so mild. Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. Oh, Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. Then Joseph flew in anger he flew. Oh, let the father of the baby gather cherries for you. Oh, let the father of the baby gather cherries for you. So the cherry tree bowed low down to the ground. And Mary gathered cherries while Joseph stood down. And Mary gathered cherries while Joseph stood down. Then Joseph took Mary all on his right knee, crying, Lord, have mercy for what I have done. Crying, Lord, have mercy for what I have done. When Joseph was an old man, an old man was he. He courted Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. He courted Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee.
Blizzard by William Carlos Williams. Snow. Years of anger following hours that float idly down. The blizzard drifts its weight deeper and deeper for 3 days, or 60 years, eh? Then the sun, a clutter of yellow and blue flakes. Hairy-looking trees stand out in long alleys over wild solitude. The man turns, and there, his solitary track stretched out upon the world.
Hush, child, let your mommy sleep into the night until we rise. Hush, child, let me soothe the shining tears that gather in your eyes. Hush, child, I won't leave, I'll stay with you to cross this bridge of sighs. Hush, child, I can't help the look of accusation. Hang there.
sleep into the night until we rise. Hush, child, all the strength I'll need to fight, I'll find inside your eyes.
Stands a hurdy-gurdy man who with his frozen fingers plays as best he can. Barefoot on the ice he shuffles to and fro, and his empty plate it only fills with snow. And his empty plate it only fills with snow. No one wants to hear his hurdy gurdy song. Hungry dogs are around him, and before too long he will fall asleep, and then before too long he'll just let it happen. Happen come what may, play his hurdy-gurdy till his dying day. Watching you of men, I see myself in you. I will play the hurdy-gurdy tune. Always this winter, child, December sun sits low against the sky, cold light on frozen fields, the cattle in their stable lowing. Well, to what this winter road, 10,000 miles seem nothing to us then. One walks with heavy tread the space between land.
their footsteps hurrying. Ah, day, the snow did fall, and what's left of the day is close drawn in. I speak your name as if you'd answer me, but the silence of the snow is deafening. How well do I recall our arguments, our logical no debts or recompense? Philosophy and faith were ghosts that we would chase until the gates of heaven were broken. But something makes me turn, I don't know, to see another's footsteps there in the snow. I smile to myself and then I wonder why it is you only cross my mind in winter.
You've been listening to a special edition of Astral Peaks, produced here at the Flying Pig Ranch and Thistle Farm Studio by Frank D. and Astral Jim. I'm your host, Pa 2. You've heard me praise AnonRadio.net, TildaRadio.org, and HashNix.club for helping to make the small net better. They're gifts to us, both listeners and presenters, are valuable beyond measure. You make the small net better. Thank you. And thanks for giving us a listen. Taking us out today, Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening by Robert Frost. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near, between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sound's the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep.